Thank you so much for inviting me. I know I was with you all last year, and you know, the virtual way of doing all has some advantages, and I am on the East Coast. I'm in New Hampshire, and as much as I would love to come out to Alaska, it hasn't been possible. So I love that I'm able to be with you for part of your state convention now 2 years in a row. And I am just going to go ahead and share my screen from my phone, and hopefully this will work. And okay, good. There it goes. So if anyone does have any usable vision, you should be able to follow along on my phone. I'm going to go ahead and turn on voiceover also, so that you'll be able to hear everything I'm doing. So let me go ahead and do that.
Voiceover on. Way around.
And I recognize a lot of the names here, but I'm just going to assume maybe somebody isn't familiar with Way Around. So I'll give a quick little overview. Way Around is a free app for both iOS and Android. And really, it's a labeling system. So if you've used Penfriend or the Wand, Way Around is similar in a lot of ways, although there are also some things that Way Around can do that you might not necessarily think of doing with the Penfriend or the Wand. So let me go ahead and open up the app.
Way Around, heading level 1.
Great. And so this is the home screen of the app. It will work with whatever accessibility settings you have on your device. So if you're a voiceover or talkback user, you're going to hear everything audibly. And we've really done a lot to make sure it's a good user experience, even from an audible perspective. If you use enlarged fonts, if you use inverted colors, Way Around is going to show up with that. And if you use a refreshable Braille display, that's also compatible with Way Around. In fact, some of our biggest users who have hundreds and hundreds of Way Talks all over their house are deafblind and use Way Around with that refreshable Braille display. And one person said it is the thing that lets her stay independent into her 70s. So it is very versatile. The home screen, as you see, it's fairly simple. In the header, on the far right-hand side, there's a little gear icon with settings. And if you ever have questions, settings is a great place to go, because in addition to, you know, there's a few settings, that's where you can sign out if you ever want to log out of Way Around. And we also have a number of resources, like a link to our website for FAQs. We have a link to our YouTube channel. It has just a ton of helpful videos. Both things, you know, how do you use the Way Around app? But we've also partnered with a blind occupational therapist who's out of New Orleans, and she's done a lot of topical videos. She's been doing a kitchen series, and we have another one in that series coming out next week. So if you haven't subscribed to YouTube channel, I would encourage you to do that. If you want to search, it's just Way Around on YouTube. And then at the bottom, there's two buttons, read and create. It's fairly self-explanatory. Read lets you read a tag that already has information written onto it. And create lets you create a new Way tag. So I am actually going to start by reading one of our tags. All of our packaging is accessible. So if you get a package of Way tags, on the label, if you have any usable vision, in the top left corner, there is a white circle with the Way Around logo. It's that same thing you see in the center of the screen. If not, just feel for the top left-hand corner of the label on the package, and you can actually scan that. So I have a package of Way tags right now, and I am going to select the read button. I didn't mention before, Way Around uses near-field communication, which, if you haven't heard of it, don't worry. A lot of people haven't, but it's built into most smartphones. If you have an iPhone 7 or above, you have an NFC reader built into your phone. And it's wireless, so you're not having to use the camera. You're just touching the top skinny edge of your phone directly to the tag, and everything transfers automatically. So I am going to press the read button. I'll get a little dialogue. It says ready to scan, and then I'll just go ahead and tap my phone to that top left corner, and we will see what the package is.
Read button. Ready to scan.
So I'm tapping.
This is a package of 25 round top Way clip plastic clips from Way Around. You can use the Way tag products in this package to tag everyday items in your home or office. Keep reading for more information and tips.
So that is what we call the description. The description is really the identification information. So when you're creating a way tag, you want to think of, you know, what kind of information do you need to identify the object, whether it's clothing or food, or I have a remote control that has a way tag on it. But what is it that you need to know every single time to identify it? And that's what you want to put in that description field. And then we also have more fields, and I'll show you some of those. And we call those the details. And you can really add unlimited details. So for things like clothing, you might want to add washing instructions, or you might want to add a link to where you purchased it. Some people like to describe outfits. I know people who even put, you know, what jewelry or makeup, lipstick colors coordinate. So you can get as detailed as you want. And if you're really not a detail person, or if you don't need details for, you know, the thing that you're tagging, you don't have to add those. So the description is kind of the basic. That's, you know, what's very comparable to PenFriend or the wand. Just put in, what is this thing? So I'm just going to swipe down a little bit so you can see some of the information that's on this tag.
Package contents, heading level 2. List
and
start.
I think I have it set to headings. Just verify.
Links. Cap P. Select headings.
Okay.
Getting started with way around. Heading level 2.
So it's another heading. There's several different pieces of information. Getting started.
Notes about way tags in this package. Heading level 2.
So a few notes. I just swipe back because at the very bottom of that getting started with way around, we have several different links that you can get to right from the tag. So I'm just going to swipe back.
Step-by-step user guide link.
So again, this is one of the advantages to having a smartphone-based system is you can add things like clickable URLs, numbers directly to the tags so that you don't have to go searching for something. If it's, you know, if you have, we have a lot of knitters and crocheters, people who do crafts, and sometimes they'll have a pattern online. So you could put, you know, you can tag your yarn, describe, you know, what's the color, you know, if you want to put the dye lot or something, whatever information, but then you could also link to the pattern just so it's all right there on one tag. I'm going to swipe back a couple more times.
Video. How to read a way tag. Link. Video. How to link.
So again, those are links. They go to our YouTube channel. So if you've never read or never created a way tag, I guess you would have read a way tag. You actually got to this point because you can always read the way tags on the packaging, but you can see the video on creating, or if you want to learn more about how to read a way tag, you could always go to that. So scan the packages. It's a great tool, a great resource if you're just getting into way around. And it's also a great refresher. A lot of people find, you know, they start simple, start with the description, and then they say, all right, you know, I think I want to maybe get a little bit more into the details or find out and make the system work even harder. And if you've been using way around for a while and maybe want to try some new things, go ahead and scan the package because it probably has some resources and tips that you might not be using yet. So I am going to go ahead and scan one more tag just to show you some of the information you could put. And like I said, I have a remote control here, and I've just put a way tag sticker on the very end of it. And both of our co-founders, Darwin Belt and Armin Fisher, have lost themselves. And Darwin tags all of his remote controls because if you're like most people, you have several, and sometimes it's confusing which remote goes to which device. And if you have a TV in the living room and the bedroom, sometimes the remotes, you know, get legs and walk off, and you want to know which is supposed to go where. So I will read.
Read. Button. Alert. Ready to scan. Ready to scan.
So I tapped.
Living room DVD player remote.
So simple, simple description. You know, again, it's that identification information. It's for the DVD player, and it stays in the living room. If you only had one DVD player, you could even keep it more simple and just say DVD player remote. Or you could add more information if, you know, if that's helpful to you. So there's a lot of flexibility. And then there, this Darwin is a very detail-oriented person, and he created this tag for the remote. So I'll just scan a couple of times.
Remote control orientation. The end of the remote control with a flat area containing no buttons is the bottom front face of the remote.
Again, how do you,
start.
You know, which way do you point the remote?
power. The round button at the top right of the remote is the power on and off button. This remote requires two AA batteries to be placed below the removable cover on the back.
Again, batteries, you know, what size battery do you need? That's always a helpful type of thing to add. So you can, there's a lot more information about this remote. I'm not going to scan through all of it, but I did want to give you an idea of some of the types of things that you can use for way around and just the types of information. So before I show you how to create a way tag, I just wanted to pause and see if there are any questions. All right. And I don't know if you all are using the raise hand features. I'm not seeing any raised hands, but Michael, I'll just let you, you know, if you see someone who has a question, feel free to interrupt me. And I also just wanted to introduce my colleague, I see have joined, Darwin Belt, who's one of our co-founders, and Michael Deese, who some of you may know, and he is a new programmer at Way Around, and we're really excited to have him. So Darwin and Michael, feel free to jump in if either of you have anything to add. All right, so to create a way tag, like I said, there's two buttons at the bottom, read and create.
Excuse me, Jessica. Yes. Just Bonnie, I thought of something and then I forgot and I've remembered it again.
Sure.
So on the bags or where you, the packing packages where you have the way tag label that we can, that you are reading, for example.
Yes.
Do they give really lots of suggestions on what to use those on so that, you know, like sometimes I have trouble when I'm showing them to people thinking about, well, what do I use the clips on, you know? And I have to rack my brain and stuff like that. But it didn't occur to me that I could look on those tags on those bags to see, you know.
Yeah, Bonnie, that's a good question. And I don't think we have as many suggestions, you know, of what to use them for. I'm happy to, you know, to make some suggestions, but you know, we have seven different types of tags. So there's,
right.
Two stickers, the two buttons, right. Magnets and clips. And most of them have two because if you're using it on metal, you need to get a different way tag that has a little barrier layer on the back. So anything that's square can go on metal. But, you know, some of them, especially the clips, they're kind of like, for anyone who doesn't know, they're like a big plastic paper clip, a couple of inches tall by about an inch wide. That's often one that people are like, well, what would I actually use this for?
That's the one I have the biggest questions about, particularly the one for metal, because I think of the other one on a bag, you know, the one that can go on plastic. I think, oh yeah, you just put that on a bag of chips. You put it on a bag of whatever, you know.
Exactly. And so the on metal clips, they're kind of square at the top. And they, you know, a lot of people for canned goods, you know, beans, vegetables, fruit, that kind of thing, you know, some people really like the magnets. You can put it right on top of the can. But some people, the way they organize their cupboard, it doesn't really make sense to have the tag on top. They would rather have a tag just right on the outside. And that's a great use for the way clips and even the on metal ones. You can use a rubber band around and then just slide that clip on. They're also really popular for houseplants. You know, if you use it, you can use it outside in the garden too, but especially in Alaska, I wouldn't recommend leaving it over winter.
Wait a minute. Can I just stick the clip?
Yeah.
Mine did not get picked up. My husband was clearing out the garden. I said, where are my tags? And said, oh no, it snowed. This is last October. In the spring, he brought them in and they're all perfect.
Wow. That's great. And you had the clips?
I used the button. It wasn't the clips, but it was the buttons.
Yeah, the buttons are fine even over winter.
Okay.
They are just totally waterproof, heatproof up to, I think, almost 200 degrees and coldproof down to negative 40. So you can leave those outside all year round. Some people like to use the clips because you can just stick them right down in the soil. And those I wouldn't recommend leaving outside, you know, during the winter. But for houseplants, they're great. If you know, if you're growing an indoor herb garden or something, you can just stick that kind of bottom section down into the soil. You know, they're also good for like granola bar box, cereal boxes, that type of thing. And some people will use the, you know, the on metal ones are squared off, and then the regular ones are rounded.
Right.
And you can also use it as a tack. differentiator. So if you have, you know, some cereal that's regular and some that's gluten-free, maybe the square one goes on the gluten-free. You know, so you can have, again, that layers of information where maybe all you need is something tactile. So then use a round and a square. But then if you want more information, you know, maybe you have several different types of gluten-free cereal, then you actually want to know which one it is, you know, or it may be like low sugar, or, you know, fat free or something, but you can use it as that tactile differentiator and then add on even more information.
So can I ask a question though? You said sure. That the square one is for metal, but cereal boxes aren't metal. So.
Right. So if you have something that's metal, you have to use a square one, right. But you can use a square one on anything else. So it works on absolutely everything, including metal. It's just the round ones won't work on metal.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like I've asked plenty of questions. I'm going to mute.
No, that's good. I like to get into what the different tags are for. And then, so we do have the two different types of stickers. One is round and one is square. And again, if you have something metal, like, you know, an appliance, people, you know, will tag their appliances. If it's a touch screen, you know, I've even had people call Ira and the Ira agent will type something up and say, here's how, you know, here's the layout of this. And then you can just copy and paste it onto a way tag and you can access that anytime you want. So that's a great use for the stickers. The adhesive on the stickers is really sticky. So you want to put it on something that you're planning to leave it on. But again, things like appliances are great. If you have leftovers containers, you know, that you put a leftover in and then stick it in the dishwasher or wash it and reuse it, you can put a sticker on there. They do have kind of a vinyl coating, so it's fine to put them through the dishwasher. So lots of uses for the stickers. We have two buttons. The only difference is one, you sew it in. It's called the two-hole button. And then the other would use a safety pin. That's called the oval-hole button. And the oval-hole button is probably, Bonnie, what you were using with your plants, just because that oval-hole is very versatile. You know, you can use it with a rubber band or a silicone band for food. You can, people attach it to a plant steak, all sorts of things. So you can get really creative with that. And then the magnet, there's just one, it's square because magnets always go on metal. So, I'm just continually surprised with the use case people come up with. In fact, yesterday I talked to a blind cattle rancher. He's in Tennessee and he said that he's now, he's sort of the lead rancher at this point. And so he was trying to figure out a way to identify, he has about 60 head of cattle and they all have a visual ID tag on there. And so he said, I think I'm going to use way around so that, you know, he could know this is, you know, cow number 60 or, you know, 45 or whatever it is, but he could all put the vaccination schedules and, you know, health records and anything else. So I, at this point, it's hard for people to surprise me, but that was a new one. I thought, yep, that'll work. It's a great use. So you really can, we like to say there's nothing you can't tag with way around. And I think it's really true that, you know, between the seven different types of tags, sometimes you have to get creative with how you attach them. But so far, we've always been able to find a way. So if you have something really unique that you want to tag, definitely get in touch and we'll brainstorm with you how you can make way around work.
Jessica, since we're approaching our 20-minute mark, can you quickly describe the $64 prize pack that we're giving away tonight during the banquet and kind of give the contact information for folks who want to call or go to the website and order some?
Sure. Great. Thanks, Michael. So our pack includes 60 way tags, some of all of the different types that I just described, 5 to 10 of each of those different styles. So it's a really nice way if you've never used around, just to try everything out. You'll have enough tags to experiment with, play around with. And most people find that they kind of gravitate towards two or three styles. And then you can always buy a 25 pack of any individual style. So whether it's, you know, one of the buttons or the magnets, you can just buy a 25 pack of the magnets or clips or whatever you like. So it does retail for $62.99 and we are donating a pack, tonight for the banquet. So one lucky winner will win some way around tags. And if you're curious about Way Around, our website is wayaround.com. We have a ton of information. You can always look us up on YouTube. And then if you wanted to get in touch with me because you have a question, the easiest way to do that is connect@wayaround.com. So it's like a generic email address, but it'll land right in my inbox. So anytime, we love hearing from people, and I'd love to hear from anyone who has any questions.